Oh, really? Seriously, you want me to call back?
No. Stick around. We got plenty of time to chat. You can get in on some of our announcements even, maybe.
All right. It's all fun.
It's all fun and good until somebody gets hurt. Something like that. Then it's hilarious. What's going on, man?
Well, go ahead. Go with your announcements. Let me see if there's anything I can comment on.
All right.
Maybe there's something I can tell that I can tell you that would never happen, even if you wanted it to.
Tell us if you will be in St. Louis on September 10th and Indianapolis on September the 11th.
I don't see a reason why not. But then again, you know, anything could happen between now and then. As far as I know, and I asked Todd himself about this. He doesn't see why I wouldn't be there, but then again, that doesn't mean he can see why I would be there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like you never really know. You know, he keeps me guessing.
You're pretty sure you're going to be in the band, though.
I'm pretty sure. I can't imagine, you know, him doing anything without me. So there you go.
There you go. He wouldn't be able to function very well. We should, yeah. If we did an over and under bet on it, or a yes or no, I think probably 99% of the people would say yes. You're going to be in the band.
Well, I would hope so. I mean, you know, even if it was just bringing him his towel and water on stage, that would be enough for me.
Well, since we got two albums this year. And y'all already know AWOTS. Why don't we just do three?
Why don't we do three albums?
Yeah, we'll just do AWOTS again too.
Because I'll tell you what, it's more like three albums the way it is now. Because
yeah.
Todd is a double record.
Yeah, true.
You know, it's two records. So I don't know what anybody's thinking about. It's three full records to learn.
Well,
if you guys did three. You'd have to, you know, stop for lunch or something in between.
Exactly. Yeah, you are absolutely right, Mel. How you doing, by the way, Mel? You hanging in there after those last shows? By the way, we missed you guys in Atlanta.
Ah, we were getting beaten up by tornado action.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little much.
You couldn't brave the storm and drive right 2.5 hours from Birmingham to.
Well, it wasn't that. So you get to be on stage with a nice cover over your head. We would
you
have
could
to
have come backstage. We would have gotten you backstage.
I don't know, man. It would have been. I've been to Chastain when it rains. I went to see the Rippingtons. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah, the girl band?
No, it's a jazz band.
That's what Rippington. I said, the jazz band?
Yeah, oh, jazz band.
Right, that's what I said. You're not listening.
Oh, I thought you said girl band. I was like...
I did.
Oh, okay. Anyway, yeah, it was miserable.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, we had to worry about, you know, my house maybe being blown away by a tornado or something.
Oh, that's
hurricane,
terrible.
Whatever it was.
But everything was okay, right?
Yeah, everything was good.
All right. Well, anyway,
we probably should have gone.
Get back to your announcements. Go ahead.
Okay. are y'all hearing any static, or is it just me?
I'm hearing some.
It's really bad tonight. I don't know what the deal is. Okay, so let's talk about the bus, Cruiser Mal.
Okay.
A bus?
Yeah.
Who's got a bus?
Well, this is pretty cool, Kazim. You may not know about this, but one of the mega fans, Jill Mingo, is putting together a big, like a Greyhound bus kind of deal, charter.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Drive fans from Akron to Muskegon to
mm-hmm.
St. Louis and back to Indy.
Mm-hmm.
And so if anybody needs information on that, she's filling up pretty quickly.
Is that a sleeper bus? Yeah. Like, do they have, like,
no.
bunks and stuff? No?
Nope.
Is there a wet bar?
I think she did say that they're going to have beer on board or something like that.
It'll be more like, you know, going fishing or picnicking. You know, it'll be coolers and stuff of whatever mm-hmm. people want.
I got you.
Yeah, it's not a big fancy bus like you rock stars going to Todd Rundgren Johnson gigs or anything.
Yeah,
it's
right.
just a bus to get us from one place to another. It's going to be nice, though. It's going to have a DVD action on it,
uh-huh.
you know, TVs and stuff.
Wow, that's cool. Good
you want to ride with us?
I might.
Yeah, there's four
trips. I might.
Three
I might.
Trips, four. Yeah, be fun.
Well, if anybody needs information out there, she's got a blog going at roadtoutopia-toddhealing.com. blogspot.com, and she's got all the information there about how much it's going to be if you want to go on the whole trip or if you just want to go, you know, on one leg or two or whatever. And there is a deadline of, I think, June 15th, and the price goes up then. So everybody hop on that action right away.
One leg over your shoulder. All right, so one leg or two legs or three legs or four legs, whatever. The deal is the bus is only, I think it'll be like a couple $100 maybe. That is half the price. Actually, it's even less than this, even more than that. It's like 40% of the price of what it would cost to fly from Akron to Muskegon is over $400. That's just one leg.
Yeah.
How about that? You're going to spend over $1,000 to fly, so you might as well get on the party bus, the double Dutch bus. All right. So, hey, hotels, everybody knows on sons of 1984.com you can get group rates, but we do not have any set up yet for Keswick and Morristown, but we will eventually. It's just they're a little more complicated. But we'll get that done, so just keep listening, and we'll get some hotel group rates there. The video that Mr. Sultan is a star on, as well as three other people, the Todd Rundgren Johnson Ridgefield Show, is still up on the internet, trjshow.com.
Yep, you can still watch it there.
Did you see it, Mr. Kaiser?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you see it?
No, I did not.
You don't watch yourself on those kind of videos and stuff?
Very rarely. No, yeah. I don't. I prefer to move on in life.
So you don't watch your own YouTubes either, then, I guess?
No, I don't. Not really. I usually just check them once to make sure that they're up and okay. But after that, I don't ever watch them again.
Done with it.
Painful.
Okay. All right. Well, we do want you to come see the Todd Stock movie.
When is that? When is the big premiere? Is there a red carpet? Are you going to have paparazzi?
Possibly.
Paparazzi there and everything?
Yes, we're going to have. It's going to be something else. It's going to be a pretty big deal. We're going to do it in Muskegon, Michigan on September the 7th.
At a theater?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow. Good
for
you.
Carousel Cinema. Yep. We got That's a nice
great.
Little cinema. We're going to do a real deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we can submit it to the Academy Awards because it would have been played.
Well, you should. You absolutely should. You should submit it to Sundance and all that stuff.
Yeah, why not?
Tribeca Film Festival.
Yep.
Well, I think Ed said as long as the premiere takes place in a theater, he can actually submit it for Best Documentary or whatever to the Oscars.
Sure.
Uh-huh, and Academy and all those places. Then we're going to go somewhere and have a little Todd Stock party.
Uh-huh.
And we got some stuff there that will amaze people.
Like, oh, you're not saying, but.
No.
Oh,
it
makes
it really fun. But we're gonna decorate it up. Of course, the theme would be pretty obvious on that. And so we'll have party and movie. As a matter of fact, here is some scoop tonight.
And
we are going to launch tickets for sale tonight. How about that?
For
the Todd Stock movie and party.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Congratulations.
That's a big deal.
It is. Because people are dying to make sure they can get in on this action, and we need a way to keep head count. So we're going to sell tickets for very reasonable, and it will be well worth it. Actually, be worth a lot more, but because we're going to be doing a lot of stuff that is quite elaborate, shall we say. So here's the deal. It's $20. That's for both. $10 for the movie or $10 for the party, however you want to look at it. $20, and you get to go to both. That's it. You can go to our tix.com site, https://rungrenradio.tix.com, right now if you want. Get a ticket. We've only got 320 seats in the cinema. Of course, Todd, Michelle, and Chasm, and Prairie, and Jesse, and whoever else is going to be there, probably take up some. So we probably only have about 300 seats. I think we'll be fine, but if not, we'll go to another room. We'll set it up in another room, too, but you just won't get to see Todd watch it if that's what your thing is. So if you want to see Todd watch it and Michelle and Chasm and everybody else, you need to get in on it now.
Wow.
How about that? Chasm will save you a seat for free.
Well, you know what? And actually, that's $20 for both those things. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
pretty good
at all.
Yeah, we try to keep it real, you know.
Yeah.
It's, EJ said she'd pay $100 last week.
Really?
Yeah.
So we're going to charge her $100.
No. We probably could get that from a few people, but no, we don't want to do that. We just need a little help getting that thing taken care of, and they'll see why. We got to rent the theater, that kind of thing. It's going to be fun, though, man. I don't guess y'all have ever done that in your many crazy things.
What?
Raw tours and everything. Had a deal where you and fans went and watched a movie or a
no.
video of yourself.
Well, you know, we did on the Adventures Tour, we had a film that played before the shows.
Really?
Well, actually, we did the first half of the show. I think on a couple of tours, we did Oops, Wrong Planet. We were our own opening act, and we would come out and we'd do Oops, Wrong Planet in jeans and black jeans and white T-shirts. We did the whole record. And then we'd go off stage. They'd do a set change. They'd set up a projector, and they would run. Todd had done an animation for Tamita's The Planets. The hardcore fans know exactly what I'm talking about.
Talking about in the chat room, Bolero.
Yeah, the Bolero, Ravel's Bolero. It was done to Ravel's Bolero. And we played, everybody in the band played a different instrument. So, I mean, that was kind of a film that was played during a concert. But the thing that you're talking about, no, we've never done that before.
Okay, so that'll be a first for people. Another first. And, of course, the party in Akron is free again this year, so no worries there. That'll be the birthday bash the night before the first ever Todd Healing gig. The another thing that I did want to say, I haven't picked a place yet for the interview deal in Glenside, Roy Firestone interviewing Todd in Glenside, Pennsylvania, or Philly. We'll get that as soon as we can. And let's see what else we got there. Todd Fest West is July 31st, right, Cruiser Mill?
That's right, in Oakland, California.
California.
Mm-hmm.
Your host is Roger Linder and Cece Linder, right?
Well, no, because they don't live in Oakland. I don't know whose house it's at this time.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he live up in Sacramento?
Yeah, near Sacramento somewhere. Yeah. Well, I meant host. It's his deal and a couple other people's, I think, right?
Right.
He started that, maybe? Anyway, I don't know where it's going to be, but we'll have all that information eventually. And just a couple more things. One is, for the folks that have been eager to get the A Wizard, A True Star black T-shirt that we did last year in larger sizes, we have ordered some finally. So double XL, triple XL, quadruple XL. And for the ladies, we got true lady shirts, not these little baby doll for kindergarten kids, small shirts. We got real shirts. So we've ordered some of those too. They're at groupiegear.com. You can pre-order right now. They'll be here in a couple weeks or so. And you better get them while they can. See, it's really hard, Kevin. You probably know this because you've done shirts and stuff. It's hard to predict what size people are going to want.
Yeah. You know, me, I always think that I can, like, squeeze into a small no matter what. I wind up with a small T-shirt, and I'm very uncomfortable in a small. So mediums and ups. Mediums,
yep.
And up, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we try now. But you just never know. So we got to talk about a couple Todd gigs and Chasm gigs. We can do that later. Chasm's going to talk about his, of course, so we won't go into that. We'll do the Todd gigs after we get through later on tonight, because y'all know where to find them, trconnection.com, concert and tour information page, and all that good stuff. But last but not least, but before I get into it, I want everybody to think about this for a minute. If we email you about a pre-sale like we did for St. Louis, then that is for St. Louis. So if you hit reply and say, what about Morristown and Indy, you're wasting your time and mine as well, because if it was about Indy or Morristown, we would have said it was about Indy or Morristown, right? Yay. So anyway, despite the fact that I got a ton of emails about it, we couldn't do one for Indy. We are going to do one for Morristown. So now you're in the loop. There will be a pre-sale on Thursday. And if you want the password, you're going to have to sign up for our email database at rhinegardradio.com, or what's another way, Cruiser Mel?
She's got to think about it.
Yeah.
I actually do have to think about it. I'm out of practice. I was on vacation last week. I'm out of
practice. She's still recovered. It's the group page on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's A plus Todd Rundgren Radio, something like that. You'll find it if you just put A plus Todd Rundgren in there. And that is going to be at noon Eastern time, Thursday, May 13th, pre-sale for Morristown for the fans. And the less you tell people in public, the better, because then you'll keep scalpers away. Because we didn't do a pre-sale in Indy, and within a minute, eBay had high-dollar tickets on row 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and then so did the same thing happen with Akron, the Ticketmaster seats. Somebody got row 3, put them up on eBay for $500 or whatever crazy. So we're trying to let the real fans and the supporters of what we do get the best seats. How about that?
Correct.
Speaking of Facebook, Mr. Chasm,
yeah.
How much are you on there, actually? It seems like you get on there a fair amount.
I usually get on at least once a day, you know, just to see who's posting stuff. And
yeah.
Who Wants to Be My Friend.
And oh, it's actually you?
Huh?
Oh, it is
between,
actually...
Between me and Carrie, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
Carrie...
need to put a new profile pic up because I'm starting to get a crush on you.
You like them young, do you, Doug?
Yes.
Well, you know what? I was going to wait until I did my solo shows coming up and ask people at the gigs to take a good enough picture that I could put up on Facebook. I'm kind
Dude, of... I got a picture today from somebody.
Yeah.
From the Raw Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really fun one of you playing an Ankh guitar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I bet you haven't seen it.
I might not have. I don't know.
I've never seen it. So I'm going to see if he minds. Well, I'm sure he gave it to me to post it somewhere, but I'll send it to you first for your approval.
Okay.
Because I'm nice like that.
Thank you.
I think you're going to like it.
Okay.
It's good old school stuff.
What did we do? I think we did either probably Real Man. I know we did Real Man. I played, which we will be doing again, actually. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, maybe not. No, Real Man's off of Initiation, I think.
Yeah, it's
not that was so that was one that Todd had let me play guitar on.
Yeah, you're looking at him. It looks like you're looking.
Probably.
Got a white outfit on. Too funny.
Mm-hmm.
I see the plug coming out of the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Good photo. Very nice. All right, so you are on Facebook. It's for real people.
Yeah. I go on there.
Very nice. All right, I guess that's it, Cruiser Man, unless you got something I'm missing.
Give the address one more time for that tix.com, Doug. People are
right.
Catch it.
HTTPS. If you put the S on there, it just gives you a better chance. It makes it a secure site. You can get away without it, but I would do that. /RundgrenRadio.tix.com. That's the same place you got Akron tickets from us if you didn't go to Ticketmaster and get them.
You Thank
can
you
get
very
Podstock
much.
Movie World Premiere tickets. We spell premiere wrong. We will fix that. We were scolded by somebody on Facebook today for not adding the E at the end. So we'll get that done.
Seems like we had that problem with the poster for Akron a year ago. Remember?
Yeah, but I think it was the opposite. I think we forgot. Yeah. That's what it was. Did we put an E at the end on that poster?
Yeah, we did, I think.
Yeah, that was the issue. O.C. Sherry figured that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Orange County.
Yeah.
So, Chasm, what did you think about the blues shows, Todd Rundgren and Johnson?
Oh, they were a lot of fun. You know, I had a good time doing them. It didn't take a whole lot a whole lot of thinking to do those shows. You just kind of played, which is nice for a change. really, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Just once we got all the kinks worked out and everybody knew, the parts, because there were certain songs that had little turnarounds and stuff like that were kind of unexpected, musically speaking. And that would, because they all sounded the same, all the songs sounded the same, really. it got a little confusing at some points. But once everything, everything calmed down, and we could really stretch out and enjoy it, it was time to stop. So I'm looking forward to doing some more.
Well, now, were you kind of surprised when he pulled out some of the songs like Bleeding and Unloved Children, some stuff like that?
No, not really. I mean, not too much. Todd does surprises me anymore, It's I kind of know better than to not be prepared for anything. The best was when, and I was just talking to Mary Lou about this the other day. We'd just finished some record. I forget which. Oh, the Utopia record, the white one with the record and a half.
My favorite
and, work.
Yeah, and we were getting ready to do a video, and Mary Lou called me up. I was living back on Staten Island at the time, and Mary Lou called me up and said, you have to be in Woodstock at 1 o'clock tomorrow for a video shoot. And I said, okay, great, wonderful. What's the plan? What's the concept? Do you know? And she says, yeah, you have to wear a bug suit. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not wearing a bug suit. But sure enough, 1 o'clock the next day, I was in Woodstock in a bug suit.
Now, did you see that video sometime when you were watching TV? Just happened to show up?
Yeah, maybe once or twice. Maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
Too funny.
It was pretty silly.
Well, I get a lot of these request. Everybody's got an idea what Todd should do next, and some of them are just out there. But one that I don't think people understand, and I think I figured this out, and you tell me if I'm right. Like Steely Dan did these album shows,
mm-hmm.
and you know some people say, well, Todd should be ready to play any song in his catalog. You know, we should be able to just put a computer in and pick a song. And the
right.
difference is between Steely Dan and Todd is that they all wrote those songs together and have played them together in the studio and have toured with them before. Todd's bands could be, you know, it could be a different drummer, a different bass player, whatever, and you guys didn't actually participate on all his albums, and you
yeah.
haven't toured all those songs, so it's a totally different situation.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that there was a Meatloaf tour that I did, and I'm loath to talk about it, but I will. There was a Meatloaf tour I did, the Storytellers tour, and when we set up for that tour, we thought, well, how, you know, we want to be able to do more than just the songs, the 15 or 20 songs that we normally do in a show. And we should be able to do any song off of any of the 10 or 15 records that Meatloaf appears on, everything from Stoney and Meatloaf, which was a band that he was in before Bat Outta Hell, and up until and including Bat Outta Hell 2 and Welcome to the Neighborhood and Couldn't Have Said It Better. And I think at that time we had, that was probably 2000, I think it was. In any case, what we did was we charted out every single song that Meatloaf ever sang on, including Ted Nugent albums and other albums that he was on over the years. And we charted all the songs out and then got all the CDs. And he would, there would be questions. They'd take questions from the audience during the show. And you could call out any song that Meatloaf had ever done in his entire career. And we had it on CD. And what they would do is, as they were talking about the song, the monitor mixer would call it up on the CD, play it to everybody in their earphones, because we were all on in-ear monitors. So we'd hear a little bit of the song. We turn to the page in the notation book, look
yep.
at it, and then we do a verse and a chorus of this of that particular song, even if we've never played it before.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So that was pretty interesting, and you know, I mean, that's one way to do it. I could see where Todd would not want to do something
oh,
like
no.
that.
Oh, no. I don't think he would do. But what? So how did that go, though? How did the fans react, and how did
Oh, they loved it, you know. I mean, we were doing everything from the stuff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show to the most obscure Meatloaf songs that you could possibly imagine that, you know, that he had never done before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a lot of fun, but those shows tended to go a little long. They were like 2.5 hour shows, almost 3 hours, 2 hour, 45 minute shows.
Wow.
It was a little much.
Did you like doing those? Did you like doing the winging it kind of deal, I guess, for like
yeah,
a better
I
term?
Love that. I think that's
yeah.
great. I love winging it, you know. Because that's a real test of a musician. Is like, you know, you're on the spot. You've never done it before. You're in front of you're in front of an audience. You're supposed to be a professional, and you just gotta, you know, you gotta reach down in your boots and come up with something that, you know, that you're not ashamed to be associated with. You gotta, you know, you gotta have your stuff together.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
It just sounds like so much homework. Gosh.
No, it wasn't any homework at all. All you had to do, really, was just when the monitor guy, the person in the audience would be talking about, say, I don't know, I forget what the name of that song, Writing on the Wall, I think that was the Ted Nugent song. So as they were talking about the song, the person in the audience was asking questions about it. The monitor guy would play the track from the CD to everybody in the band, so we'd hear a little bit of it. Then we'd, like I said, we'd turn to that page in the book, look at the chord chart, and then Meat would say, hey, why don't we try playing a verse and a chorus of that? And we go, oh, okay, yeah, let's try it. You ready, guys? All right, here we go. 1, 2, and then we'd just play a verse and a chorus of it.
Nice. Well, if Ted Nugent invited you to his house, would you go?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
He's kind of wild. Have you ever seen his house on TV?
No.
Documentaries
no.
about him?
No, I've never seen his house. Why? What's it like?
You might want to watch that before you say yes. It's pretty wild.
I know he only eats what he kills.
Oh, yeah. He lives out.
And he's a staunch Republican. He's like a ridiculous, like, right-winger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
so y'all could hang out and have dinner.
I'm sure we could find something, some common ground to talk about.
Sure, music maybe. All right. So speaking of Meatloaf,
yeah.
Why don't we set the record straight? How many songs are you on this new album?
Five.
And
five playing bass.
Yeah.
I think maybe a little, one or two more background vocals wise.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ask me which ones I'm on because I don't know. I'm serious. I really don't know.
Well, do you know if you're on the one that our buddy Paul Freeman did or wrote?
Which one was that? Tell me which
one.
Did
one of the songs I heard that, I don't know.
It was the one, I think, that Meatloaf did a duet with Cara DiGuardio or whatever.
Yes. No, she wrote a song. She wrote one of the songs.
Hmm.
Or she called, yes, and she did sing the song.
Well, somehow Paul had something to do with that one, I think.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think I'm on that song.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm on half of that record.
All right.
Yeah.
So who is going to be, has he found a bass player now that you're not touring with him?
Yeah, they have. They have.
Who will it be?
It's a fellow by the name of Danny Miranda from Long Island who used to be in Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
All right. There you go. Yeah.
I wonder if he knows Tommy Z.
I'm sure he does.
For some period of time, apparently.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anyway, so there was a couple of things that I wanted to talk about before we just get so totally obscure here that that everyone stops listening.
Well, we like to tease them a little while, make them wait. But go ahead. Let's get on.
Well, first of all, I guess the not the the most important thing, but a pretty important thing is that I'm going to be doing a solo show. Did you mention that?
I have not said a word. You were listening to the announcements.
Why don't you mention it, and then this way I can confirm or deny it.
Chasm.
Well, Mel can.
Under the understanding that just like last year, there may be a Chasm solo show in Akron, Ohio. Is this true?
Yes, this is true.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be, I'm going to do a show because the last year was so much fun, and it was just a lot of fun. The day of the first Akron show, I'm going to do a short solo show. I'm going to probably do an hour this time, and I'm going to make it just a little bit earlier at noon on Sunday, because the first show is on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So on noon of Sunday... we're going to do a Chasm solo show in the ballroom again at the hotel in Akron, and we're thinking of doing a theme party. Since Akron is known for its beaches, we're going to do a beach theme this
awesome.
Year. Last year we did pajamas. This year we're going to do beach wear. Everybody needs to like put sun hats and. Beach umbrellas, and you don't necessarily have to wear a bathing suit, but you know, just wear like totally casual beach attire.
Wear
your tan lotion.
Tan lotion, yeah, whatever. If you want to come, you know, fully lathered in tan lotion, that's quite all right.
Smell like coconut and rain. Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll decorate a little bit, like
And like again, it'll be a $10 ticket. And I think what we're going to do is, and I know I spoke to Carrie about this earlier today. We're going to do the people who purchase tickets between now and I think the middle of June will be entered into a drawing for like the first couple of rows. So if you purchase your tickets beforehand, you are in a drawing for the first two rows. And I think it's a $10 ticket plus a $2 PayPal handling fee or something like that.
Yeah,
so $12 altogether. But it's $12 for an hour show. You can't go wrong. You cannot get hurt.
That'd be at a Chasm store.
Yes, ChasmStore.com.
ChasmStore.com. Because you could, you know, if you did that on Ticketmaster, it would be $10 plus $15 convenience charge.
Exactly, and a $25 parking charge.
Yeah, so with Carrie, it's only a couple bucks to PayPal and shipping or whatever.
Right.
That's a great price. And
yeah, well, the $2 covers, like, the print tickets printing and stuff like that, you know.
Gotta have it, man. Well, you know, $10 is a steal.
Yeah. I mean, and you're in the hotel anyway.
Yep.
So, and this ties in, this ties right in with my next announcement, which is...
Bring it.
Well, now, I spoke to Mel about this, but we didn't... Mel, you know, I didn't want to tell Doug because Doug has a big mouth, and Doug would have told
I haven't mentioned it to anyone.
She won't tell us, bro.
No, good. Well, thanks, Mel. I really appreciate that. And I'm not actually going to give away the whole kit and caboodle here. I'm just going to... What I'm going to tell you is this. I'm currently at work on a new record, and this will be probably my last proper CD, collection of 10 to 12 songs that I put out on a disc at once. After this one, I'm just going to do, I'm going to probably release stuff as I finish it. But for this year, sort of like as a, just one last time to do this, I'm going to do a proper CD this year. And I want to make it really, really special, and I want to get really fun and creative and involve the fans for the album cover.
Ooh.
I can't tell you exactly what I want to do, but I have it sorted out in my mind. But it's going to be something really memorable, really special, and it's going to require something from all of the fans who want to participate in it. And it's something that everybody should definitely want to do. I'm sorry to be so vague, but it's complicated in the sense that there has to be a whole infrastructure put together before I announce exactly what it is. Because if I tell people what it is beforehand, I don't want to give it away. I want to have everything in place so that they can just go to a website, click on something, and be involved in it, if they so desire. You don't have to, but if you would want to. Part of it is going to be announced over the next couple of 3 weeks. What I'm going to ask is that everybody make sure if they're not signed up to my mailing list, that you sign up to the mailing list, because that's how we're going to be announcing it and letting people know. And, of course, I'll come back on here if you guys allow me to. That would be great.
Sure, of course.
So
we're going to hear new music basically at the Akron show, correct?
Yes, you will hear a lot of new music. By Akron, I'll probably have at least half the record done by Akron.
Awesome.
There's going to be a lot of special guests on this record. Excuse me?
You going to tell us who?
No, I can't say who. I can't say who. All I'm going to say is that it's going to be pretty star-studded. People that everybody knows... And I'm getting commitments from various people as to their participation in it, and I'm very excited. I'm really, 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 really excited about it, the way that I have this planned out. I don't think anybody's done it this way before, and I'm going to be talking about it at my shows coming up next week. I have a show on Saturday in Chicago. And Sunday in Fort Atkinson, and then a couple of shows during the week in Kansas City, Indianapolis, Grand Rapids, Cleveland, and Boston. And I'll be talking more about it then. But before I let people know exactly what I'm doing and what I expect from them or what I'd like from them, I just have to have all my ducks in a row. I don't want to spill the beans. So basically, what I'm saying is that my big announcement is that there's a big announcement coming
about a new album, and we'll be getting a first time ever live song from you again, just like last year. We got a new one from you last year, remember? Oh, we lost him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Uh-oh. Perhaps his cell phone died.
I don't know. I didn't do a thing. I didn't touch it.
No, it just dropped. Okay. So what do you think about that cruiser mount?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. Don't know what it is.
Where's Fort Atkinson or whatever? Where is that?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. So he goes from Abbey Pub in Chicago to Wisconsin.
Yeah. In fact, hopefully he'll be calling back. But let's run through the dates.